This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 598. Can you get down with this episode?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 16 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Today, we answer a listener question about the title of a new Netflix series. Learn 6 ways to use the phrase get down and get the answer to her question.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, Michelle? How are you feeling today?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Let's see. I went hiking this past weekend. That was really fun. I'm getting in shape for this big hike I'm going to do in the middle of September. So I've been doing a lot of boot camp class sessions and kickboxing and running stairs at the Harvard Stadium and crazy things. So
wow, our summers have been very different.
You went to a wedding this weekend, right?
I did go to a wedding this weekend. It was really fun.
Cool. And you were in the wedding, right? So you were a bridesmaid?
I was a bridesmaid. It was...
Wow.
So it was really nice. A good friend of mine. And I'm friends with both the bride and the groom. And so it was really... I don't know. It was really very nice. And so I'm very happy for them. And it was really fun.
So nice. That's so cool. I think later we should do an episode on what to say or what to do if you get asked to be a bridesmaid, for example. We've been doing a lot of stuff on how to propose in New York and how to talk to the bride and groom at the wedding. Maybe we could do an episode on being in the wedding.
Oh,
right. Because it's different from being at the wedding. Yeah. Our listeners, that would be a unique topic. So maybe sometime in the future, we'll talk about that.
For sure.
Cool. So Michelle, let's start by just saying thank you to some of our reviewers in iTunes. Guys, when you review the podcast, it really helps us to keep the show going for you. So I want to say thank you to Oxia Mueller from Mexico on August 17th. Michelle, who do you want to say thank you to?
I want to say thank you to Rie. Right. I had a student named Rie. Yeah. Rie, Kawarai.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
From Japan. Sorry for the name.
And Andrew Kalugin from the U.S. And Michelle.
And Jara Zberna from Czech Republic.
And thank you to Isaac Ray Powell from Mexico.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you to Douglas Correa Cunha from Brazil. I'm sorry, guys. I'm really bad at this.
That's okay, Michelle. And thank you to Kevin Zhao, 1314, from the U.S., who reviewed us on August 25th. Guys, if you want to get your name announced on the show, and if you haven't reviewed us yet, go on over to iTunes. Tell us what you think about the show and give us a sample topic that we could cover. Say it right there in your review. We read those reviews, guys. So go on over there and let us know what you think of the show.
Yeah. And I hope that Lindsay is the one that reads your name on the show and not me.
No, that's okay. And I think our listeners can recognize their name there. I mean, it's very humbling for us, you know?
Yeah. We love it. Thank you, guys.
We love it. Thanks, guys. So, Michelle, what are we getting into today?
We are getting into getting down.
Getting into getting down. Oh, wow. So the phrase get down has so many meanings. And we got a great question from one of our listeners, Vivian Fernandez. I believe she is from Brazil. And she asked us about a new TV series that she's going to start watching now. Michelle, I'm amazed at how high the quality has become of many Netflix TV series.
Oh, yeah. It's... I remember back when Netflix was just, sending away for DVDs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, Right? That's what it was, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't that just, I mean, there were no TV shows, and then You're it became right. this whole thing. I mean, it's really good for yeah. Netflix.
It's amazing. And the, I mean, some are better than others. There's some bad stuff on Netflix still too. Like, let's mm-hmm. not, let's be real, right? There's some really bad documentaries. But a lot of the series, like the ones that people really get into, like Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
House of Cards, I've heard is really good. Mm-hmm. They're just really, really high quality TV shows with very good narratives, very good writing,
yeah.
Smart ideas and smart titles too. So the question today that Vivian asked us is about the title of the new show that she's going to start watching. So, Michelle, would you mind reading this? I had to transcribe the message. I can help you out as you go along, okay. but you're a resident reader.
Yes, that's right. I'm a specialist in reading the questions. Yeah. Okay, here we go. It says, "Hello, Lindsay and Michelle. First, I would like to thank you for your help. I really appreciate your podcast." Oh, thank you. I am crazy about movies and TV series. Recently, Netflix released a new TV series called Get Down. I haven't watched it yet, but before I watch it, I would like to know, what is the meaning of the title of this series? I know it's a phrasal verb, and the first meaning that comes to my mind is when you move your body to hide from someone, but I don't think this is the meaning of the title of this Netflix series. What are the other meanings of this verb, get down? Thank you so much, and kisses from Brazil in the middle of the Olympic Games, Vivian Fernandez." Oh, thank you, Vivian. And actually, and Lindsay, you did a great job transcribing that.
I did a good job. I did it. It's amazing how much work we can get done when we're under pressure. I did that just before we started to record this morning, really quickly transcribed her question, because guys, we do have the option to record your question by voice. If you go to our homepage, you'll see the SpeakPipe bar, and you can actually ask us your question. We like to hear your voices. And when we do that, it's great, but I do need to transcribe it so that we can read it for you guys. So that's what happened today. Anyways, side point. Vivian, great question. Love it. Love the question. And I'm excited that Vivian is going to be getting into a Netflix series. I mean, that's fantastic, Michelle, as a great way to learn English.
Right. Awesome. I think that's great.
Yeah, it's good. So the thing is that the phrase get down, it has a lot of meanings. Right, Michelle?
Yeah, it does. I mean, yeah, a few for sure.
It has a few. And first of all, I just want to talk about the fact that I like how a lot of TV shows these days are using double meanings or other cultural references that are kind of clever in their title. For example, right? Orange is the New Black. I mean, Michelle, do you know where that comes from? Like that structure, Orange is the New Black?
I see what you have here, but I'm not sure if that's, I think it's just like been a phrase where people are like, something is a new black, like pink is the new black or something.
But yeah, yeah. It's not directly from Sex and the City, but I know that it's something that was quoted a lot in Sex and the City, right? So it's kind of become like a famous cultural reference. Brooklyn is the new Manhattan is something that we heard on Sex and the City. But you're right, Michelle. I mean, blank is the new blank is used can be used anywhere. It just became popularized, I think, in Sex and the City.
You think? I don't know. I think it was. I don't know. Well, cool. I didn't know about that, but I did watch Sex and the City. I guess I missed that one, but cool.
No, that's okay. I mean, we all watch different TV shows and we have different experiences. So
yeah,
that's all right. But I thought that was clever the way that they took that phrase and they made it theirs. Orange is the New Black.
Right.
And then you have this, I know you watch this show or you know of this show, Michelle, Master of None.
No, I don't watch that.
Isn't it the one with the Indian kid, the actor? I think you referred to him.
Oh, yes. Master. Oh, is that what it's called? Master. I don't remember. I forgot the name. Yeah. With Aziz Ansari. Called.
Yeah. Aziz Ansari or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. I forgot that that's the name. I forgot that. Yeah.
Okay.
I did watch that.
Yeah, so that's another Netflix series. I don't really like that show very much. I get kind of bored during it, mm-hmm. but I mean, Michelle, do you like it?
So-so. I mean, a lot of people are like really crazy about it. I think it's cute, but I wouldn't say like it's up there with Orange is the New Black, which, by the way, also about Orange is the New Black. One of the things when you say is the new black, like specifically with fashion, is because black is typically like, you know, you think of it as like the very fashionable color.
Right.
So when you say like something is the new black, like I've heard a lot of time, oh, pink is the new black. It's kind of like, oh, a new trend. So orange, the reason they say that is because that's the color of the prison uniforms, right?
So that's important.
That's why.
Yeah, I think we skipped over that piece.
Yeah. So I just wanted to explain that because it's saying, oh, well, it's especially like, yeah. So they're trying to say like, oh, that's like the new fashion.
That's right. No, that's perfect. So it's kind of, and it's the same when you plug in Brooklyn is the new Manhattan, right? Like a few years ago, or probably even still today, Brooklyn has become or is becoming as cool as or cooler than Manhattan.
So when you say something is the new something, it's like the second something. Is the new something is like the thing that's like very popular or like typical.
Exactly.
So you can plug different things into that. Anyway, sorry.
Actually, you can plug anything you want into that. You know, you can, and you can be creative with that. I love that phrase. Actually, I've done that before. It's spontaneously in conversation. If you're talking about something, you can plug in what you want.
Yeah.
And that's a way of showing your creativity in language, guys. Love it.
So sorry, just had to get back to that.
No, that's okay. And then going back to Master of None. I mean, what I think of when I think of this title, I think of Jack of all trades, Master of None. Right. So that's a famous phrase that was used in the old days when someone is a generalist and not a specialist.
Right.
Okay. So I'm guessing it comes from that saying in some way, and it may have another meaning. So also the there's another example of these double meanings are Anthony Bourdain's Parts Unknown. Do you ever watch that show?
Yeah, I have watched it. Yeah.
So my feeling with this when I see this is I'm guessing he's got a double meaning with this title. Parts means places around the world because he travels around the world and he visits different restaurants. And the other meaning for parts is used in cooking when you say, oh, add two parts of butter and one part sugar. Right.
Okay. I didn't think about it, but that's a good theory, Lindsay.
That's my guess. Yeah, I mean, it could be right. So the point is, a lot of these shows, the point for Vivian here, there is a point we're trying to make, is that a lot of these shows often entertain, like their title entertains a double meaning of the word. So when we talk about Get Down, the meaning of your show, I can tell you what I think it means. The first meaning is based on the first 3 minutes of the show that I watched, but the other meaning probably means something else that you'd have to watch the show to figure it out.
Right. Okay. So did you watch any of this show, Lindsay?
Yeah. So I got enough to like get the setting. It's set in 1996 New York in the Bronx. And it's another show that's just talking about kind of African American culture in the 90s in New York. And I think it's talking about communities and struggles and cultures and celebration of what's going on. I only got the first 3 minutes, so I can't really tell you exactly what it's about. But I did see a lot of dancing in the beginning.
So
I'm guessing they're using the phrase get down in the meaning of to dance.
Okay. But yeah, for that's sure, Vivian, point. You'd have to watch more to like make your own theory about like the other meanings of it. You'd have to know the show a little bit more.
Exactly. So what we can do today, so we can probably safely say that one of the meanings is just to dance. The show is going to be something about dancing, some kind of physical movement and dancing and maybe singing, hip hop probably. But the other meaning you're going to have to figure out on your own. And we can tell you some of the other meanings for to get down. And then you can figure it out on your own, Vivian. It's a big challenge.
Sometimes it's very obvious, like what they're talking about. Like Orange is the New Black. Like that's very obvious, the meaning, even if you're not watching it. If you just know, oh, it's about jail, you know? But like some of them, yeah, like this one, I'm not quite sure, not from not having watched it. So interesting. So we have Get Down could be to dance. And what else, Lindsay?
If you are part of the All Ears English community, then you know that getting the transcripts is the best way to take these episodes and make them a true learning tool to bring yourself up to the advanced level. To get the transcripts immediately for this week, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. It's a simple download, guys, and it'll bring you to the next level. Go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. Well, we have the phrase to get down to business, right? That means to start working. Focus in, to get down to business. Let's focus on what we're doing. You know, in past episodes, guys, we've talked about how in American culture, business culture, you might have 5 minutes of small talk and then you get down to business.
Right.
Okay. What else, Michelle? What's the next meaning for this phrasal verb?
Well, to get down, right? It could be the physical movement, right? To move down from a higher level, right? So that's kind of the one that you were talking about, Vivian, where you said to like it could be like to hide from something. So, or it could just be. So like get down, like move lower. Maybe like you're avoiding getting hit from, you know, somebody threw a ball.
This could have a lot of, this could be used in a lot of ways, guys, right? So get down, right? Oh, maybe like,
somebody's on a ladder and they're fixing something and you're like, the ladder's a little shaky or something like that.
Exactly. Or I think last weekend I had a chance to go home and see my niece Emery. Yeah. I'm so happy. And I got to see her. We spent the day hanging out. We went to the beach and she found this huge pile of sand that she wanted to climb up and down and up and down. And we were really tired after like the 20th time she climbed up. We're like, come on, Emery, get down.
Yes, I was thinking with children a lot. You'll hear, get down from there.
Yeah, right. So that, I think she gets the point. We get the point there with that one. So that's that. That's a very dynamic one, guys.
Yeah.
Right there. Okay. And then there's a different way to use it. And what is that, Michelle?
If something gets you down.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So this means that something makes you feel bad, right? Like, oh man, whenever I see those sad dog commercials on TV, it really gets me down.
Oh, you mean the ones with Michelle, with Sarah McLachlan?
Yep.
Oh, God, horrible.
Those really get me down.
The music.
There are a bunch of other commercials that get me down, actually.
Well, those ones are the worst because they play like Eyes of the Angel, Arms of the Angel, whatever.
Yeah.
And then they like turn the head slowly of the dog and the dog's crying and he's staring at you. It's horrible.
I know. And I can't, and it goes on forever.
I know. It goes on until you pick up the phone and make the call.
Really.
To donate money.
So it gets me down. It makes me feel bad or sad.
Yeah. If our listeners have no idea what we're talking about, guys, there's a series of commercials with the Humane Society of the U.S. The Humane Society is
something like that. I'm not sure if it is that or what, whatever.
It's a shelter. It's like a national shelter where they take in animals. They take in especially cats and dogs that are homeless. And they take care of them and they try to get people to adopt them. But they run these tear jerking commercials where they have Sarah McLachlan music in the background and they request money, request donations. And they're just, you know, some of the animals are like shivering in some cases in the commercial. They're like, oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Awful. Okay. And the next one. So used in the cultural sense, it could mean to have sex, right? To get down. Now, I've heard this more like in songs, in like rap songs or hip hop songs.
Not even that. I heard it in Spice Girls songs. Like it's not just exclusive to that. Like, a lot of times in songs.
Yeah, so hip hop, cold, like pop songs, right?
Yeah, I would say pop.
Okay, pop songs.
Yeah.
And then what's the last one, Michelle?
The last one is, it means to be cool with something, right? To be okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I can get down with that. Like,
Yeah. And once again, not like, it's a very kind of, it's sort of cultural language, right? Like to get, not everyone says this. Like if it's in your vocabulary, cool. I don't say it. Do you say that? Like, I can get down with that.
Maybe as a joke, probably not.
Yeah, maybe as a joke, right? So guys, we've given you like 5, 6, 7 different ways to use get down. And so Vivian, that's why we can't tell you exactly all the meanings for that title of the Netflix series that you're about to watch. That's why you should
let us know.
I can take some guesses what the other meaning is, or maybe there's just one meaning, but we can't tell you for sure. You have to watch.
Yes.
Okay. So Michelle, let's do a quick role play. We're going to show our listeners a few ways that we're using this get down in our role play here. You ready?
Yes. All right. Hey, Lindsay, what's up? It looks like something has gotten you down.
Oh, yeah, Michelle. Actually, last weekend I went hiking with some friends and I was just trying to get down the mountain, but I tripped on a rock and I broke my leg.
Oh, no. Whoa. Oh, my gosh. Now I see it. I didn't see your leg before. Oh, that looks like it hurts. Oh, man. Are you okay?
No, I'm kind of bummed because I love to be active. I love to go out on Saturday and get down on the dance floor.
Well, hopefully you'll heal fast. All right, let's get down to business. I only have about 30 minutes for this meeting.
Okay. All right. So a little bit of small talk and then we got into business.
That's right.
Good. So we used it about 2 or 3 times here, right, Michelle? So first you said to me, it looks like something has gotten you down.
Right. I said something has made you sad.
Right. This is the emotional side of things. To get someone down, something gets you down. Mm-hmm. Right, guys? So you should try to use this one. You probably, our listeners may not know this one. I would challenge you guys to start using it in this way, in that emotional sense, for a new way to expand your vocabulary.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else?
And then after that, I think the next one is just, you said you like to get down on the dance floor.
Get down on the dance floor. So that just means I like to dance. Okay. Mm-hmm. It just means I like to go get active, get, you know, have a drink and dance on the dance floor.
That's right. Then finally I said, let's get down to business. So we were talking and now we need to start the meeting because I said I only have 30 minutes. So yeah.
Good. Yeah, exactly.
Let's get started.
So that's it. Let's get started. And that's how we used really it just three times. We chose three of the meanings and there are other meanings, but you guys can use that on your own in those ways. Mm-hmm. And if you have any questions, guys, today, remember, guys, we do publish the transcripts. We make them available for you and we don't publish these role plays on the blog. So if you really want to see the role plays and see exactly how these phrases were used, you do need to get the transcripts. So go over to allearsenglish.com/transcripts to get a fully professionally done transcript today. Okay. Mm-hmm. Michelle, any final words of wisdom when it comes to get down for Vivian or other listeners?
let's get down to the end of this episode. I don't know. No. I really got down on the dance floor at the wedding on Saturday. Oh,
I bet you did. What kind of music was it?
Oh, lots of different typical wedding music.
Lots of stuff. Yeah. Very cool. We'll talk about that in another episode. That'll be great. But for now, let's wrap it up, Michelle. See you back here tomorrow.
All right. Bye.
Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.